Welcome to all of you as we gather this day to worship across time and space and place the resurrection of our Lord. It is good for us to be and to worship together and to give thanks to God for Christ's triumph over the grave. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Worthy is Christ, the Lamb who was slain. Alleluia. He gives us new life and hope through his resurrection. Alleluia. Rejoice then, even in your distress. We are counted worthy because Christ came. God has claimed us as God's own. God has called us from our darkness into the light of day. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Let us pray. O God, you gave your only Son to suffer death on the cross for our redemption, and by his glorious resurrection, you delivered us from the power of death. Make us die every day to sin, that we may live with him forever in the joy of the resurrection. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from Acts. Then Peter began to speak to the people. I truly understand that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, anyone who fears God and does what is right is acceptable to the Lord. You know the message God sent to the people of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ. Christ is Lord of all. That message spread throughout Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John announced, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. How Jesus went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are witnesses to all that he did, both in Judea and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree, but God raised him on the third day and allowed him to appear, not to all the people, but to us who were chosen by God as witnesses, and who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. Jesus commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that he is the one ordained by God as judge of the living and the dead. All the prophets testify about him, that everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins through his name. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the Holy Gospel according to Mark, the 16th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus' body. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" And when they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him just as he told you." So the women went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome were expecting to find death when they went to Jesus' tomb. As women, they had probably anointed many dead bodies of their beloved friends and family before, and they were comfortable with death. They were still sad that morning. They were still sad and grieving the death of Jesus, the one whom they had hoped and thought would be the Messiah. They were still worried that Rome might exact some further punishment on the Jewish people. But they were as comfortable as they could be with the reality that they were going to anoint the dead body of their beloved teacher and friend. They were sad, but comfortable with death. But as we know, what happens instead is that Jesus is not dead. Christ has risen from the grave just as he promised them. The tomb is empty and the world has been forever changed. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. And it is in the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we see that God fundamentally operates from a different vantage point of life in the world than what we do. We, like the women, tend to expect death and vengeance and retribution. We, like the women, expect life to be full of winners and losers. Jesus is crucified by the Roman Empire so that they could prove that they are the winners. He is crucified by the Roman Empire so that they could prove that, so that he is crucified by the Roman Empire as a means of exacting vengeance upon him. And Jesus is crucified because the empire knew no worse fate than a humiliating death. And we live in a world that right now is being torn apart by war, by wars, health crises, and people constantly seeking to prove by any means possible that they are the winner. But in the resurrection of Jesus, God breaks into the world in a new way, showing us what God has told us from the beginning of time, that the people there, the disciples that day, and we right now are God's good creation. You are God's good creation. In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth, after each and everything that God created, God calls it good. And it is good not because of the things it does or doesn't do, but it is good because God created it and Jesus died for it. And you are good, not because of the things you do or don't do, but because God created you and Jesus died for you. And this is the vantage point that God sees the world from. This is the vantage point that God operates from, that no matter what sin and evil and death do, this creation is good, and God will keep acting from the place that all God has created is good. And it is only from this place that God could do this illogical thing of being born as a human, living a human life, dying a humiliating death, and then triumphing over death and rising again, giving us and the whole world new life every single day in Jesus Christ. Because of Jesus' resurrection, no matter what wars rage, no matter what tyrants do, no matter how we harm creation and each other, God will never stop calling the world and all that lives here and you good. God will always act and see the world and all that lives here and you as worthy of new life in Christ's resurrection. The resurrected Jesus transforms the places where we expect death into places of new life in him, and Jesus will never stop transforming death into life. And this good news changes the world each and every day. It changes you and I each and every day. Christ's resurrection has taken away the power of hate and retribution. Christ's resurrection has taken away the hierarchy between winners and losers. Christ's resurrection frees us to live differently because we are invited to share in God's perspective that this whole world, this whole creation, that all people are good and worthy of love and forgiveness and new life in Jesus Christ. Nothing is more powerful than this resurrection truth, that in Christ Jesus, who has overcome the grave, you and all people are good enough to live for, you are good enough to die for, and you are good enough to triumph over evil and death for. Dear siblings, the tomb is empty and Jesus is alive. Rejoice. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Christ is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. We'll now sing together the hymn, Now All the Vault of Heaven Resounds. Living together in trust and in hope, we confess our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, and became truly human. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. May Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit bless you now and forever. Amen. Alleluia. Go in peace. Share the good news. Thanks be to God. Alleluia.